So our guest today is the executive director of the Illinois Medical District Commission, the IMD. The IMD is a 24/7, 365 environment that includes 560 acres of medical research facilities. It's number one. Number two, labs. Number three, a biotech business incubator. Number four, universities. Number five, raw land development areas. And number six, more than 40 healthcare-related facilities. Four hospitals? Okay. Number seven, four hospitals. Our guest today earned her doctorate degree from UIC School of Public Health, her Bachelor of Arts degree in biology from Brandeis, and her Master of Public Health degree from Benedictine University. And once again, this year, she is so smart that she brought her husband, Martin McKinney, who married up big time, with today. Join the club, Martin. We have a video. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the video, and then after the video, Dr. Suzette McKinney is going to come on up here. So let's applaud the video, and then when she comes up, we'll applaud her. All right. There we go.
The Illinois Medical District is the largest assemblage of urban land that's adjacent to a major medical center. This encompasses the Cook County Hospital, Rush Hospital, University of Illinois Hospital, and the Veterans Hospital.
The designation sets aside 560 acres of prime real estate, a mere 10-minute drive from Chicago's Loop, America's second largest office market, for the specific use of healthcare, research, and technology. What's hampered the IMD in the past is the four anchors were not necessarily cooperative.
Under the leadership of Suzette McKinney, who's the new executive director for the IMD, it's changing. She is a force to be reckoned with.
She is an amazingly goal-oriented director, and her vision is really the 21st century medical district.
She's gotten the large institutions to begin speaking to one another and talking about shared space utilization.
The IMD has tremendous potential not only for biomedical, medical device, medical manufacturing businesses, but also there need to be services there to serve those who come to work in the IMD every day.
There's as many as 30,000 employees who come to the IMD each day to work, and also the thousands of students who attend the University of Illinois at Chicago.
There needs to be residential, more retail. There needs to be hotel, and some of that is being developed now.
It's a pro-development area. And the IMD controls its own zoning destiny. So there's not a lot of obstacles to major growth to this district.
There's probably close to $1 billion of construction already planned for this area.
Certainly the 2020 Ogden Gateway development would be a major success to the area because it will add retail, hospitality, residential, and office.
A deal has been struck to develop all of the available land on the Cook County campus for commercial uses. The first part is going to be a rehabilitation of the historic Cook County Hospital. What's planned is a combination of offices, hotel, and residential in that wonderful old historic building.
Most demand that we're seeing today is organic from users who are already familiar with the location of the Illinois Medical District and the Near West Side.
Many of the inquiries we've seen are from research and development companies as well as lab users that would have natural synergies with the four institutions.
We're starting to see greater interest coming from all directions, including the CBD and interest from the suburbs for anyone who might be interested in exploring a downtown location but not necessarily wanting to be all the way into the CBD.
With all the recent development going on around the Illinois Medical District, we feel this is just the next area with the most development opportunity for new companies to target.
Good afternoon and thank you. Thank you, Jay, for that wonderful introduction, and thank you to all of you for being here today. It is an honor to once again address the City Club. It is almost exactly 1 year ago since I first spoke here to outline our vision for building the new Illinois Medical District of the future. It was a vision of a world-class medical campus that our patients, residents, and healthcare professionals deserve, a vision for a dynamic place that serves as the model and the measure by which all other such urban clusters are judged. Simply put, we set out to realize a vision of a vital and vibrant Illinois Medical District that would make a powerful contribution to Chicago's reputation as the city that works. Now, a lot has happened since I was here last September. If you had told me then that by the end of that next month, October, the Chicago Cubs would be the World Series champions, I certainly would have been a bit pleasantly surprised. If you had told me the outcome of that other contest that took place the following month, it's safe to say that I would have been, leave it at surprised. And if you had told me that the vision that we outlined for the IMD would have advanced us to where it is today after only 1 year, I would have been thoroughly astounded and deeply, deeply proud of the work that our team has done. What you have all just seen is a video snippet of how the Illinois Medical District is currently being presented to the commercial real estate community, to the city at large, and to the world. The message that we are conveying is simple. The IMD represents opportunity. The IMD is a rich community of health, technology, and science organizations, but many more are needed. And most importantly, the IMD is open for business. Open for business in ways that we have never been before. Partnership, collaboration, innovation, and inspiration are converging and connecting to foster renewed energy and excitement around the district and the possibilities of what can be. We are forging new partnerships, fostering greater collaboration among existing partners, bringing innovation to a community that desperately needs it, and inspiring those around us to be their best, do their best, and create the best opportunities possible for community members to access the resources in the medical district in a way that will help them to live their best lives. With a new mindset and approach to our work, the Illinois Medical District is forging ahead with the goal of becoming the world's next great healthcare, technology, and innovation district. I'm sure many of you have heard me talk about innovation districts before, but for those of you who haven't, let me tell you about them. As defined by the Brookings Institute, innovation districts are geographic areas where leading-edge anchor institutions and companies cluster and connect with startups, business incubators, and accelerators. They are physically compact, transit accessible, and technically wired, offering mixed-use housing, office, and retail. Lauded as a mechanism for sparking robust economic growth, innovation districts are emerging all across the United States and having great success. Whether focused on healthcare, technology, pharmaceuticals, bioscience, education, energy, manufacturing, or some combination of those industries, innovation districts represent an intentional effort to create new products, technologies, and market solutions through the convergence of disparate sectors and specialization. For so long, land in the IMD has gone underutilized, and now we are taking steps to reimagine and remake what's possible. We have spent a considerable amount of time investigating the formula for what makes innovation districts successful, their benefits to the community, and why they seem to be so effective at helping cities move up the value chain of global competitiveness. For those of you who were here last year when I spoke, you might remember my motto of making no small plans. That being said, it shouldn't be a surprise that our plans for the IMD are bold and no less than positioning us to be a global force among our counterparts here in the U.S. and abroad. With the support of our Board of Commissioners and great friends and supporters like all of you, my team and I are creating a path forward for the IMD to become the medical district of the future. Over the past several months, we've done a deep dive analysis of the current national and international landscape for innovation districts. The lessons learned from that process have helped to inform the IMD's new strategic approach moving forward. We've learned that as an approach to economic development, innovation districts operate under the assumption that entrepreneurship and innovation can be stimulated by creating an environment that satisfies the space needs of companies in different life cycle stages, while simultaneously encouraging their employees to engage in formal and informal interactions that facilitate the exchange of ideas. Innovation district investments are expected to yield substantial returns of economic diversification, job growth, and the commercialization of new ideas in post-industrial cities, where competitive advantage often stems from product and process improvements made possible by collaboration. Over the next decade, new technologies such as the Internet of Things, automation and robotics, data analytics, genomics, and precision medicine, to name a few, will disrupt every single industry and completely remake our physical environments. The cities at the forefront of these technologies will benefit dramatically, attracting the global capital and talent that allows firms to grow and scale up within the region. This growth and investment will lead to more and better paying jobs, higher gross metropolitan product, and increased revenues that can be reinvested in both cities and their citizens. The IMD intends to ensure that Chicago is among the growing number of cities that take advantage of this trend and benefits that it will bring. We are positioning ourselves to step up to the plate to unlock the latent capacity of public, private, and civic networks in creative ways that will foster research and technology development, transform physical infrastructure, and grow the talent pipeline. In doing so, we have taken the approach that this level of economic growth and catalytic transformation of an underserved community, such as the West Side of Chicago, cannot be achieved with a sole reliance on government occupancy and funding. The ecosystem, including its funding mechanisms, must be diverse and dynamic and must include accessible pools of risk capital. That is why the new partnerships that we forge and the businesses that we seek to attract will be primarily private sector. Private sector investment and attraction of private sector business make up the foundation of our new strategy. Other components of this new strategy include building in common success factors, as our national counterparts have done, local hiring and greater community benefits, strategic partnerships, and driving the recipe for what a successful district here in Chicago looks like. And if we are to truly be an example of how governments can and should work, we will simultaneously uplift and include the voice of the communities that surround us. I'm honored to have a number of community leaders and pastors here with us today. Thank you all for being here. So now, a little bit about the partnerships that we've established thus far and the impact that they are making. The simple fact is that for decades, we have had a sleeping giant on the western edge of our downtown. Over the past year, we have seen it wake up and begin to realize its potential. As I mentioned in the beginning, the IMD is forging ahead with new partnerships. Some of the new partnerships that we've developed this past year include a robust engagement with CBRE for our real estate and advisory services needs, establishing a Chicago home for Superior Ambulance Service, the largest independently owned ambulance and EMS provider in the Midwest, opening the new state-of-the-art home of the Chicago Center for Arts and Technology, and expanding our partnership with the CTA to improve transportation to and within the district. Armed with the IMD's new strategic vision, CBRE is bringing the IMD to the front and center of the commercial real estate market and assisting the IMD with cultivating the most collaborative environment possible with new health, medical, science, and technology industry businesses and organizations. considering specific amenities that must be incorporated to support the types of businesses we wish to attract, we are actively reviewing plans and conceptual drawings from a number of restaurant purveyors and developers interested in bringing their brand of amenities to the IMD. Nearly 1 year ago, in a conversation with David Hill, the CEO of Superior Ambulance Service, he informed me that his company has been trying to move to the medical district for the past 15 years. Well, after a series of negotiations, which seemed to go on and on, Kim, I remember, I have now been able to go back to David and welcome him and Superior to their new home. Through its six affiliated companies, Superior provides paramedics, firefighters, rescue divers, ambulances, and emergency medical services equipment to municipalities and fire protection districts. Superior also provides experts in ambulance transport billing and 911 dispatch services, as well as helicopter flight operations and a highly trained and skilled flight team. The new IMD Superior Garage and Crew Quarters will be home to 10 ambulances, 15 wheelchair vans to start, and up to 50 of those within a year, as well as 12 courier vehicles. Superior is also partnering with other organizations both within and outside of the medical district, such as Malcolm X, the Industrial Council of Near West Chicago, and Rosalind Franklin Medical School, to provide job training services to unemployed or underemployed persons that will lead to jobs in dispatch, billing, wheelchair transports, and emergency medical services. Superior has a proven track record for creating jobs for community residents. Superior's presence in the IMD is not only a big win for Superior, but for the residents of the West Side, as they will continue to create more than 100 new jobs and the opportunity for those residents to participate in the city's economy. In January 2017, the Chicago Center for Arts and Technology moved into its new 37,000 square foot facility in the southern portion of the district, and is now providing industry-driven job training that will lead to living wage employment of unemployed or underemployed adults in the areas of maintenance mechanic, lab tech and quality control, and medical billing and coding. Chi-Cat's youth programs focus on the intersection of art and technology through STEAM education and project-based learning. It is here that young people in the surrounding West Side and Near West communities can receive vocational training in digital arts such as animation, web design, digital photography, both audio and video production, design arts such as screen printing, cartooning, and comic book design, as well as 3D maker arts such as 3D printing, 3D modeling, and digital fabrication. The already strong ecosystem in the IMD has afforded Chi-Cat the opportunity to establish partnerships with entities such as Rush, the University of Illinois Hospital and Health Sciences System, the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center, Sinai Health System, and Superior Ambulance Service, among others. Finally, the IMD has expanded its partnership with CTA to improve transportation to and within the district. Together with the CTA, we are several months into the renovation of the IMD station on the Blue Line. We are also partnering with CTA to implement a new shuttle system that will operate throughout the IMD and connect to other key transit nodes, such as the three downtown metro stations. This integrated shuttle system, operated by CTA, will be the first true shared service within the Illinois Medical District, eliminating several disparate shuttle systems and moving us closer to the goal of a more integrated service delivery to the tens of thousands of students, patients, visitors, and employees who travel to the district every day. But the IMD is also making moves and developing partnerships in public health and medical programs as well. We are partnering with Rush and stakeholders from various sectors and organizations who work, live, and congregate on the west side of Chicago through its West Side Total Health Collaborative. This collaborative is bringing together residents and stakeholders to address health and other inequities on the west side, to elevate equity and close the health disparity gap. We recognize that factors such as limited access to education and jobs have significant long-term impacts on health and well-being. We have been challenged to look at internal policies and processes that might aid in remedying some of the factors that contribute to health disparity. That is why the IMD's new private sector strategy will require any new firm, company, or organization that moves to the district to identify education and training opportunities and jobs that can be targeted to community residents. We have also examined the current state of research in the IMD and the number of dollars that our anchor hospitals are attracting through their research efforts. In comparison to other medical districts, we know that we can generate more dollars and achieve far greater gains in community and population health if we better align those efforts. So we have convened the four hospitals and Mount Sinai and established a plan for advancing how we approach both research in and around the IMD. We have embraced translational research and precision medicine as two new areas of focus and collaboration. And I won't say much more about that now because I need to tell you about how the IMD is broadening its reach internationally. I am so proud and excited to tell you that the IMD has partnered with the University of Illinois at Chicago Cancer Center and the Cuban Ministry of Health in a 24-month initiative that aims to learn from the experience and strategies of Cuban doctors, researchers, and medical practitioners to examine the healthcare model that has enabled Cuba to achieve success in reducing harms suffered by the most vulnerable populations within resource-limited environments. Despite being a severely resource-limited nation, Cuba has one of the lowest infant mortality rates in the world, with 2 per 1,000 live births. And it spends less than a tenth in healthcare per capita relative to the United States. In Chicago and Illinois, African American infants die at a rate 3 times higher than that of Cuban infants. Latino infant mortality rates here are also higher than in Cuba. The ultimate goal of this partnership is to improve maternal and child health outcomes in some of Chicago's most underserved communities, specifically on the south and west sides, through the formulation and integration of a service-based system based off of best practices learned from the Cuban polyclinic model. Starting in Inglewood, this project is already working to determine how we can learn from Cuba's experiences and replicate them among healthcare providers and medical leaders who work in underserved communities here in Chicago. This is a monumental partnership in that it is allowing for knowledge exchange, information sharing, and the development of best practices among colleagues where previously politics have kept us apart. Our work with Cuba is historic. The ability to have Cuban health officials visit with us here in Chicago is only surpassed by its political timing. Dr. Robert Nguyen from UI Health is here today. Rob, can you please stand? Keep standing. Ladies and gentlemen, please join Dr. Nguyen and I in extending a warm welcome to our partners from Cuba, Dr. Berta Bejo Rodriguez, Dr. Arante Villamarin, Ms. Nemesis Perez Martinez, and Dr. Sonia Gonzalez Vega. Thank you all for being here. So I know some of you are wondering about the progress of the Gateway development, so just let me address that. I can tell you that the timeline has hit a few snags along the way and perhaps not progressed as quickly as we would have liked it. And trust me, no one in this room is more impatient than me when it comes to getting things done. Just ask my husband sitting right there. With that being said, we are still committed to the Gateway Project, and we intend to see it through. As a community, the IMD needs this project, the community needs this project, and we will get it done. The Gateway Project will represent a strong resource for this community, but it will not be the only strong resource in this community. So this is the vision of the new IMD that we are bringing into being, piece by piece, partnership by partnership. But to truly understand what we aspire to, it's helpful to remember what the Illinois Medical District has always been at its best, serving as both a bellwether and a benchmark for Chicago's rebirth and success. One of the first great civic centers to rise out of the ashes of the Great Fire of 1871 was the Cook County Hospital in 1876. It was soon to be followed by the Rush Medical College building, Presbyterian Hospital, and the University of Illinois College of Medicine. Viewing an exceptional medical community as a necessary prerequisite for the building of any world-class city, those four institutions served as a bellwether of where Chicago was headed, signaled our determination as a city to make Chicago the envy of the world. And as those institutions advanced in sophistication and achievement, they benchmarked Chicago's emergence as a city where the future was being forged, as a city that would reverse a river, raise the first skyscraper, and split the atom. When Cook County Hospital opened in 1917, 100 years ago, it was the Illinois Public Welfare Director, Charles Thorne, who recognized that those four institutions should be seen not as silos, but as pillars joined together as part of a unified structure. A coherent, comprehensive, coordinated medical district was a novel idea then, and it was hard for many people of that era to envision. But he could. And as our fellow Chicagoans have made it the effort of a century to make that vision a reality. Together, they created one of the largest urban medical districts in the country. And now, we need to have an equally bold vision, but apply it to the next century. We need to conceive a new IMD that is more than just bricks and mortar, but is also about modern transportation and technology, connectivity and collaboration, and quality of life that attracts quantity of talent. We need a new IMD that has the potential to continue to grow with Chicago for another century and beyond. And that is exactly what we are building now, thanks to your support. In closing, I want to thank and acknowledge the IMD team, our commissioners, our elected officials, and all of our great partners for their continued hard work and dedication to helping us achieve this bold vision. And I look forward, Jay, to addressing you again in years to come. Just like in the past year, many unexpected things will come and go. But I am confident that one thing is certain. The Illinois Medical District will be thriving. We have had a great century since it was first given its special identity, but I know that our best century is just beginning. Thank you very much.
So, I was looking around the room, and Suzette, outside of maybe the mayor and a couple of the other high-ranking officials, I don't know, and Jay, you can tell me, it looks like we've got a combination of corporate finance, legal, utilities, medical professionals, public, private, and para, faith-based community, consultants, transportation, arts, technology, and education. I don't know that we've ever had this group here. So you made that happen.
Happy to serve.
If I missed anybody, charge it to my head and not my heart. We've got some great questions. Some of the folks who sent in pre-questions, I believe Dr. McKinney answered some of yours in her presentation, but she certainly has made no small plans, hasn't she? So I thought this was a pretty cool question to start off with, since I wanted to go back to your old roots. Michael Cusack, are you here? Okay, so here's the deal. If you're not here, your question might not get asked. So, okay, I'm going to ask it because it's a really good question.
Okay.
He's from Vertiport, Chicago. Are you familiar with him? Okay. How does the IMD plan to create a critical mass of biotech, med, tech, pharma, and venture capital to support innovation?
So you heard me talk a lot about innovation districts and what makes them successful. And what we've learned is that it is a diverse mix of partnerships that makes innovation districts the economic engine that they're intended to be. And so part of the charge that we have given to our colleagues at CBRE is to assist us in looking nationally as well as internationally to identify pharmaceutical, biotech, and other technology innovation businesses that we would like to target. We are no longer passively waiting for organizations and businesses to approach us. Instead, we are targeting them and we are going after them.
Abel Palacios? No? Oh, okay. He's here. Hey, Abel. You're not a member, but if you make yourself a member, you might not have to sit way back there. I'm not making any promises to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Andy Zopp would say, just saying, but, you know. So he's with an affiliation called the Red Hat.
Okay.
What are the greatest areas of opportunity for technology to increase effectiveness? I know you talked about that, but maybe you can expound a little bit.
Sure. I think some of the greatest opportunities are in identifying technology startups and technology entrepreneurs. One of our goals is to help the IMD become an ecosystem, a place where entrepreneurs and innovators in technology, specifically healthcare technology, can congregate and collaborate with the hospitals that are already there and some of the other healthcare facilities that are there. So I think that there's great opportunity not only to be a part of the ecosystem, but to also work with and have access to all of the many healthcare providers, students, and patients who visit the district every day. At this point, we are counting 80,000 people a day that we see in the medical district, and only 30,000 of those are employees. So everyone else is a business, a hospital, a student, or a visitor.
Michael Rourke, are you here from Signature? I know Signature Bank's a good friend of yours.
They are.
Yeah, you'd think that. I'm a really good friend of hers, and, you know, I work for a little small place that's been in business for 128 years. You know, but there's enough to go around for medical district for everybody, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Mike asks, regarding the connection with CTA, how did it come about, and can you talk about that a little?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
That's a great question. Thank you, Mick. So, as I said, we're looking for ways to integrate service delivery in the district, particularly to deliver services to the many employees who deliver services to patients and visitors every day. And so one of the points of feedback that we frequently get from visitors and from employees and others who visit the district every day is that once you arrive there, it's a little difficult to get around. So we started brainstorming ideas of what types of systems we could implement to help make transportation not just to the district, but around the district easier. And we learned that our friends at CTA have done this for the University of Chicago. They've also done it for Northwestern. So when you see those shuttle buses in Hyde Park or up in Evanston, those are operated by CTA. So we said, we want one of those in the medical district. And that's really how it came about. We just went into a room one day, had the conversation, and I would say we're probably about 70% of the way there. So.
CTA here today in the room?
Yeah, in the back.
They got to fix that. They really do. So this is a good question from Kirk Hartley from the LSP group. Are you in the room? Okay, so this is a tough question. From the LSP group, how many entrepreneurs have you seen walk away from investment due to State of Illinois having some issues with medical bills?
Personally, I haven't seen any. And I'm not making any statements about what happens or what does not happen. But from my perspective, technology here in the city of Chicago, the opportunities to invest in technology here in Chicago are thriving. With places like Matter and 1871 and the Polsky Center, we are really seeing those communities grow and thrive. And so the IMD is seeking to participate in that growth and that thriving.
So I just want to say to Dr. McKinney and to the entire IMD staff, it is so important that we hear about what's going on. Transparency is the wave of the future, in case you all didn't know that. We've spent a lot of time not talking about things we've done, but as you can see, collaboration yields more productivity. So thank you for allowing the City Club to continue to be the premier public affairs afternoon spot and to allow us to bring all these people together. I saw so much networking going on today.